Coach Scanlon will not be able to give us too many details, but hopefully will tell us she's okay. And he is joining us right now. Jim, congratulations, first of all, on a hard-fought battle there, a 2-1 win over Ohio State. It's got to feel good to at least get a win after four losses last year.
Yeah, can you hear me all right?
Yep, I sure can.
No doubt, Kelly. That's, you know, this is not an easy place to play. You know, we know that. Obviously, we didn't have any success here last year. But we've got a group here that has had success. You know, our juniors and seniors have obviously been in here before, and they've had success. But just really proud of the group today, Kelly. You know what? We lose Hubes in the first period. One of our leaders, we're obviously playing without Steph. You know, those two of our senior leaders are out of the lineup. But that's what I said. You know, the strength of this group is we're a team. And we needed everybody today. We played as a team, and it was a big, big team win.
That second period, a little bit defensive there for your team. I know I talked to Ivana Bilic, and she even said you guys had to make some adjustments. What kind of adjustments did you make there in the second?
Well, obviously with Hubes out, we had to move some people around. We were double shifting people just because we were a player short. We wanted to keep trying to roll four centers. And so we would just double shift somebody, you know, whether it was Whitney or Tugi or Emma or Summer. You know, we're just rotating people. But and obviously, when you look at this facility, the line changes are so long in the second period. It's about as long as you're ever going to see because of where the benches are located. And that's a challenge. And we got trapped early, and we spent a lot of time in our zone. But again, we just did a good job playing team defense and weathered the storm. And everybody did the job. And we got the puck out of the zone. And that was really the only time. But Ohio State obviously battled very, very hard. It was a physical game, and we were one better.
Hannah Moore's goal doesn't get any prettier than that, does it?
No, a great play by her, and obviously, we've said before, the first goal is always huge, and we've talked about taking the puck to the net down low, and that's exactly what she did, and that was just a goal scorer's goal. That was a beautiful play by her.
Well, I had mentioned right before Bailey scored that you guys probably wanted a cushion goal, just to help you out. Obviously, a very important goal for your team, but even more importantly, her first goal as a BSU Beaver. I'm assuming you guys got to keep the puck, but what a huge play for her playing on that top line with Moore and Tugas.
Yeah, that was a big goal, no doubt. You know, we talked about getting that next one and creating some separation, and certainly, as it turns out, it's the game winner. But Britt would tell you she'd like that one back, but that's what makes her such a great goal. You could tell she was not very happy. And she battled unbelievably hard there at the end and made some big, big saves for us.
One of the players I was most impressed with tonight, Summer Thibodeau, and how she had to step up there and play alongside Wyvoda and Miller in place of Huber, especially, really has a gritty demeanor out there and just battles hard, doesn't she?
She does. She's very, very hardworking. She does the little things so well. She's incredibly coachable. You don't have to tell her things twice. Just a real battler, and she's kind of a real, if you want somebody that kind of represents the way we need to play, you know, just watch 24, because she does.
How is Kristen Huber doing?
You know, we'll see. Okay. Obviously, tomorrow will be a big thing. It's one of those things. We just got to wait and see what happens.
Okay, Coach, what do you guys need to do to get another win here tomorrow?
Well, obviously, it's a short turnaround. It's a 2:00 game, so right first and foremost, get a good meal. Get a good night's sleep, and we got a great opportunity to we're in a position to put ourselves in second place, Kelly, and that's, who would have said that going into the fourth or fifth weekend of the year that Bemidji State could be in second place by the end of this weekend. That's the opportunity, so let's go out there and give it our best chance to see if we can't do that.
Jim, congratulations on your first win here in Columbus and to your team. Great
Thanks,
win.
Kelly. You
Thank
bet.
You. Head Coach Jim Scanlon joining us here in our Paul Bunyan Communications postgame show. We come back, we'll wrap things up.